We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though. Podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every episode we try a whole new theme, style, and topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, we got on David Schwartzbaum. He is hilarious, and he came on with a very simple idea. Just a podcast done by two elephants. I don't want to get too much into it. I don't want to give anything away. It's just really ridiculous, and I hope that you like it. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to No Mice Allowed, an elephant podcast. We're here to discuss all elephant issues. I'm here with my friend and partner, Packy.
Hi, yeah, and I'm here with my friend and partner, Jumbo.
That's my slave name is Jumbo. My real name is Richard Cornelius.
Every week we go over this, Jumbo.
Richard Cornelius, after my father.
Jumbo, no. We don't even know who your father was. Okay, we don't have time to discuss.
That's because my father was taken away from me at a young age.
Jums, but, we got some big news, right?
Oh, yes, we have very, very big news. Huge news here in the elephant community.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everyone is stampeding about this news.
Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey, who we currently work for.
Ugh.
Great Satan, as yeah, we like to call him.
That's what we like to call him.
They are getting rid of elephant acts starting in 2 years.
Yeah, so we only got 2 years left.
Yeah, but they're starting to phase out, so there'll be less and less elephants for the next couple of years. So we never know when we're going to get laid off.
You guys, I know it might sound like, hey, you've been complaining about these guys for a long time. You hate being here. But the thing is, this is all I know.
It's work.
This is all I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's coming to an end, I don't know what to do.
You know, I actually put my resume out to a couple of places.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah. You know, I...
Jumbo, you're getting ahead of things. I was doing the same.
So, you did the same thing.
I did the same thing. Well, where did you submit?
Marshalls.
You submitted to Marshalls.
Well, I just thought, you know, customer service, I feel like, is something I'm good at. I'm level-headed.
Oh, my God, Jumbo.
And...
Jums, man, can you even get through the front door of a Marshalls?
I've never really been inside a Marshalls. I've just seen the commercials on the clowns' televisions when watching.
And we're not supposed to be watching those.
I know we're not supposed to be watching them, but I do watch them.
Yeah, the reason why we don't get taken seriously.
What do you, I'm very serious.
Okay.
I want to work at why can't I work at Marshalls?
You can't fit through the door. And also, what do you know about people clothes?
I'm covered in fur myself. I mean, how?
Oh my God! No, you can't even. You could barely get the hat on during the show. That's like the most difficult.
That hat is impossible. There's an elastic to it, and you got to pull and tug.
Everybody else is doing it just fine. Everyone else is having a fine time. Where else did you submit a resume to?
I mean, several different retail stores.
Why'd you stick with retail?
I thought it would be an interesting career choice. And it's very different from what I'm doing now. And I liked that.
Okay. Besides retail, have you anywhere else?
Macy's, Burlington Coat Factory.
Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah. They sell blankets. And I like when they drape a blanket over me when I'm cold.
Okay. Maybe you could sell the blankets because you know something. But
thank you.
And the Burlington Coat Factory, I know they sell big and tall, so you might be able to fit in there.
What's big and tall?
Is this the start of a joke?
No, it was a
What's
a
big and tall and Burlington Coat Factory all over?
A newspaper?
Your resume.
Oh.
Where else have you submitted? Have you submitted to anything besides?
Oh, yeah. I saw this ad on Craigslist about how I could make $40,000 at home by just being in front of my computer.
You don't have a computer.
Well, I could get a computer.
What are you talking about?
Why can't I have a computer?
It's so difficult to even get this podcast going. We stole one of those Fisher-Price things. And that's the only reason why we could do this podcast. As soon as this tape runs out, we're never going to be able to do a podcast again.
Oh, then we should keep this relatively short.
No.
No?
This might be our last one. We'll see.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where else you submitted your resume out to, so.
Are we going to split up? I thought you were going to come with me.
Well, if you're going to make like $46,000 or whatever it is on the internet, I'm not going to be able to. That's way too much. I can't make that kind of money.
Well, what did you apply to?
I applied to, don't get upset.
Why would I get upset? Packy, why would I get upset?
I submitted to the San Diego Zoo.
What?
Applied to the San Diego Zoo. It's just, what else am I going to do? What else am I supposed to do?
You can do anything you want to do, Packy.
No, I won't. What's wrong with, I know.
What's wrong with the zoos?
Yeah, what's wrong with the zoo?
They are going to cage you.
They're big areas, though.
Big areas.
Yeah.
We're elephants. We're big areas.
Oh, it's all relative. You know, I know we made fun of, you know, zoo animals and stuff like that, but like...
Oh, sure. Zoo animals don't do any performing. They get to just wipe their ass.
Yeah.
Okay? And everyone claps and applauds for them. We have to bust our guts. We travel the world. We are the professionals.
Yeah, but man, San Diego, it's beautiful.
Ugh.
They got the best facilities over there. You know, maybe they'll put me next to the monkeys or something. There's I can make some friends.
There's no fields in San Diego.
There are.
There's fields in San Diego?
Yeah.
I've been on the trains as we've taken the train tracks to San Diego. There's no fields there.
Yeah, they put us in the back of the train. It's just like Dumbo. It's just like Dumbo.
I can't watch Dumbo anymore. It makes me very upset.
I thought we were going to watch Dumbo after this podcast.
I can't watch Dumbo anymore.
Come on, buddy.
No, I can't.
Come on, Gems.
I can't. Let's
Jumbo
watch,
Dumbo.
No, let's watch
Jumbo
like,
Dumbo.
Not Jumbo.
Yeah, Jumbo Dumbo.
Richard Cornelius.
No, Jumbo Dums. Jum Dums.
Mm-hmm.
I've applied there and I've applied to be a Wall Street trader.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I thought I'd like... You know when people are like buy and sell and they're like holding the papers and stuff?
Yeah.
I gotta hold up the paper really high.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Buy. Sell.
Also, they got bears and bulls on Wall Street, so
yeah.
Why can't they have elephants?
They have an elephant in there.
Right?
Yeah. And then be like, hey, I want to sell this stock for peanuts.
Oh.
Right? That was a good one.
Oh, that was a good one. They like that on Wall Street.
Yeah. As long as there's no mice on Wall Street, I'll be good.
No, that's for sure.
I heard I watched that movie, Wolf of Wall Street, and it made me want to see it.
Were there any wolves?
There's zero wolves.
Well, then why would it be called the Wolf of Wall Street?
There was a wolf, but he got arrested, and now he can't be on Wall Street anymore.
Was the wolf licking himself in public?
All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a scene where Jonah Hill is...
Jonah Hill, is that some sort of bird?
Yes.
When I was living in Ghana for a short amount of time, you know, before I was taken in as a slave, that I would see wolves eat birds all the time, even large birds. You know, I don't know the names of all the birds.
It's time for clown drama.
Oh, clown drama.
It's time for clown drama. And the first time listeners, this is where we talk about all the drama that's going on in the clown community. You guys don't even know the kind of like everyone's sleeping with everybody.
Oh, my God.
You know, the red noses are going on different red noses.
It is gross.
Okay.
It is real gross. I had one time, you remember when those two clowns were making love against my leg?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was disgusting. And I kept shifting. I kept moving my leg.
Yeah.
And I kept hitting them with my tail, but I think it was turning on BOGO a little bit.
Ugh. BOGO is the grossest one. Yeah. All right. Do we have any new? Do you have any new news this week?
No, I'm not. Do you have news about the clown drama?
I got some clown drama.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Did you know that they don't all fit in that car? It's just an optical illusion?
Well, yeah.
You knew this whole time, and you never told me?
Well, I thought it was just everyone knew it was entertainment.
I know it's entertainment, but I thought the part of the entertainment was they all shoved in there.
Oh, no, it's a series of doors.
There's a series of what?
A series of doors. Pecky, are you...
I'm just... My... Elephants are smart creatures. Intelligent creatures. I can't wrap my mind around this.
I have one.
Oh, you have? I thought you said you didn't have any.
Well, I was thinking about it.
Okay.
We were talking.
Okay.
Did you know?
Yeah.
One of the clowns, one of the she clowns, as they like to be called.
Shouns.
One of the shouns.
One of the shouns.
Did you know that one of the shouns? Come on, man.
Sorry, it's funny.
Did you know that one of the shouns was, I heard, was found sleeping with the lion tamer?
No.
Because apparently...
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Dave.
Dave's
nice
an
guy.
Attractive man.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. You know what I like about him? How he hits those lions.
Oh, yeah?
I like how he beats the crap out of those lions.
Look, just because a lion hurt you when you were little does not...
Lion hurts all of us.
No,
okay?
A lion never hurt me. They've always been good to me.
No, that's garbage.
All right?
And Lion King is propaganda,
okay,
and
here
it's
we,
garbage.
Here we go about
I
the
bow
Lion King.
To nobody, okay? I don't need Jonathan Taylor Thomas pretending to be a lion. Mm-hmm. He's a human, and I know it. I know those aren't real lions, because a real lion... is evil, and it'll bite you, and it's wrong. Watch the movie Dumbo. It's way better.
Do you think you versus a lion, who would win?
Me.
Are you sure?
I mean, the crap out of that lion.
Lions are very strong.
Prove it.
Well, I mean, prove it. You can watch one of those videos.
I refuse to watch any of that propaganda.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so that's it? She's sleeping? I mean, who wouldn't sleep with that guy?
Well... what I heard was a lot of Dave using that whip that he uses on the lines. Like, you hear, like, Hermione, and then you hear a... and then Hermione, and a... and I think, you know, I think she may be into some of the rough stuff.
You know? Think?
Well, I, you know...
You think?
I mean, every once in a while when they put that bull hook into me, you know, it gives me a weird feeling, but usually I hate it, but seems like she's always into it.
Okay, some more clown drama. I found out that those scarves, those actually do end. I just thought they were infinite scarves.
It's a series of doors.
Where are the doors?
The doors are under them and in their mouths.
Wow.
It's all a series of doors. Every trick, you know the high wire act?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't actually walk across the wire. He's just going through series of doors.
No.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. whole, you know what, I can't wait to get out of here. I was kind of sad before, but now I can't wait to get out of here. This whole place is a lie. Are we real? Are we even elephants?
Of course we're elephants.
Are you just a series of doors?
No, no, no. I can't even fit through a series of doors.
Jumbo, you tell me if you're just a series of doors.
My name is Richard Cornelius.
Whatever you want to be called.
And I'm not a series of doors.
All right, Dick Corn.
I do love...
Your name's Dick Corn. You'd rather go by Dick Corn than Jumbo.
Well, you know, we've all had a little Dick Corn in our time.
No, we haven't. None of us have had that. So it's time for Elephant Recipes with Jumbo.
It's one of my favorite snacks. Step one, take a glass jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my God, peanut butter.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Remember when the clowns used to rub it on my mouth to make it look like I was talking? That was the best act. God, I wish we could just do that every day.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Take a glass jar of peanut butter.
Yep.
Put it in your trunk.
Yeah.
And step two, smash it as hard as you can against the floor.
Okay, God. Oh, it sounds great.
Step two.
Yeah.
Walk to your local apple tree. Then you're going to go back to the peanut butter that's on the ground.
All right.
And you're going to take the apple in your trunk, and you're going to smear it
all
over the apple.
Oh, my God.
Have you never had this before,
I've never
Becky?
Thought about combining two foods.
Oh, my God. And then you're going to eat the apple with peanut butter on it.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
It is. Oh, my God. It's so good.
I've had apples. I've had peanut butter. I like both those things.
I know. Becky, your life is forever changed.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to me and my chef's hat.
Now it's time for parenting tips. Jumbo and I do not have kids of our own. The thing is, we've seen enough kids. We've seen plenty of children.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that we can tell how to be a good parent and how to be a bad parent.
I bet you Melissa would be a good parent.
Okay.
With that bow she wears? That pink apron?
You know that you will never be able to have intercourse with Melissa.
Right? Why can't I have intercourse with Melissa?
Your wiener is the size of her whole body.
Why is that? I'm a large man. It's proportional to my size.
Okay, yeah, but she's a human, okay?
But
if you put your wiener inside of her, it would just look like you were wearing a glove on your wiener. It would just, it'd be skin tight around her.
Just because she's a gymnast doesn't mean we
couldn't
be together.
I wouldn't get attached to the gymnast, okay? You know that those guys don't last very long. Do we have to talk about that one time that you fell in love with Shmirkov?
No, I don't want to talk about Shmirkov. Is it
the
so,
Russian gymnast?
Is it so wrong to love both all species and all genders? Is
yes.
that so wrong?
Yes.
Why is that so
yes,
wrong?
Yes, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Why?
Because it's gross.
I think you're
we'll
ra-
have sex
I
with
you're
we'll
racist.
Have sex with no, I'm not racist.
You literally just said other races are gross. That's racist.
I said other they're not races. You know? I mean, I'm not
you're
you
specious.
Know, I'm not the biggest fan of Asian elephants. I think that us African elephants are
well,
better.
Well, who are they? Smaller than us?
Yeah.
They think they can run faster than us, those
they
Asian
can.
Elephants?
Who cares?
Please, do you know how powerful I am?
We are so powerful.
I can literally destroy this room I'm in right
if
now
we wanted
if I
to.
Wanted to. I don't want to.
We would be put down.
We'd be put, oh my God, that would be terrible.
All I'm just trying to say is that African elephants are better than Asian elephants. That's all I'm trying to say.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, parenting tips.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Parenting tips.
Do you have any parenting tips this week, Jums?
Oh, absolutely.
Dick Corn?
Okay, it's Richard Cornelius.
Dick Corn, Jumbo Dick Corn.
I do have some parenting tips that I'd like to share with everybody. I've noticed that lately, some parents are no longer needing their baby elephants to hold their tails with their trunks.
Okay, kids these days, not holding on to the tails.
I mean,
what's up with this?
And you see the parent whacking the tail around trying
yeah.
to get the kid to
it's
grab on with the trunk, and the kid is too busy looking down, looking around.
Oh my God. You know, if I was little and I didn't grab onto my Pop-Pop's tail,
what would he do?
He'd step on my head.
Yeah.
He would step directly
that's
on my head.
That's right. My mom used to sit on me because she knew I was right behind me. She would just sit right on my head if I wasn't grabbing onto her tail.
I totally agree.
How dare
kids
these
kids. Days?
You know what my dad also used to do
with their new grasses and their different rolling techniques.
Oh yeah, as if our rolling techniques weren't good enough. We've been doing it for thousands of
years. Yeah, I know how to take a dirt bath. All right,
yeah,
youngster.
Yeah, please
don't tell me how to run my life.
I've been spraying water on myself for 48 years,
and it works every time.
Every time. Look at me. I'm cleaner than the
You're cleaner than most of the clowns. I'll say that.
Damn right, I'm cleaner than those filthy clowns.
Oh, filthy clowns. Anyway, so what are we gonna get with this parenting tip?
Well, I was just going to say that one thing my dad used to do if I was being difficult walking behind him is that he used to poop.
Yeah.
And he used to poop right in front of me.
You know?
People
have said like, oh, pooping on your kid is bad now.
Mm-mm.
I grew up fine.
Me too.
I grew up just fine being
I'm
pooped
on.
I'm
doing great.
You know, my dad would come home a little drunk from eating some fermented fruit that fell from a tree.
Sure.
And if I didn't do my chores of stamping around, he'd poop on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That got me in line. It got me to respect him.
Nobody likes anybody else's poop. You only like your own poop.
I love my poop.
Oh, my God. My poop, it's always got so much grass in it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of your poop. I'm not
what?
A grassy
What's
poop
wrong
fan.
With my poop?
I don't. You only like your own poop. You said it yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
You said it exactly yourself.
No, you're right. I did say that. You're right. You like your own brand.
I agree. I think that kids should be pooped on more, and I think that they would grab onto your tails more.
Right?
Pick up your trunk. Don't let your trunk drag on the ground.
Oh, isn't that the worst? Before they go into the watering hole, they drag their trunk against the ground, and then they stick their dirty into our delicious watering hole.
And I say, hey, are you an Asian elephant? Because that's how Asian elephants
That's right.
Do
that's
it.
How Asian elephants. Let me ask
Us
you
Us African elephants, we keep it up. That's all I'm saying.
Did you find the watering hole to be extra cold this week?
It was. That leads us into our next.
Oh, great.
We're on to watering hole news.
Oh, so my watering hole news is that this week the watering hole was very cold.
You know, because I think the clowns have been emptying their flowers into it.
What?
I think the clowns have been emptying their flowers into it. This is where I found out. I thought that those flowers really shot water, but then I saw one of the clowns emptying a b- a thing from his door.
Yeah, he's emptying it from a door. It's a series of doors.
And that's when I asked him, like, hey, what's going on with this? And he told me everything, all the secrets.
Really? Because usually when I try and talk to a clown, they don't understand me and they just get very scared.
Oh, this clown was real drunk. It was Peepers.
Oh, Peepers, he's a drunk.
Peepers has a real problem. Well, his wife left him, so he's got a lot of drinking issues.
Yeah, she was beautiful. Ruby, oh my God, she was a beautiful woman.
Oh my God.
You think she used to pet me?
Oh God, stop
she
it.
She used to...
No, no more, come
she
on.
She used to grab onto my trunk.
No.
And I would flip her up on my back. She would laugh. She was a beautiful
woman. It's not right. I'm telling you, it's just not right. I mean, maybe if you hooked up with an animal, that at least a different mammal that's closer related to us.
What mammals are closer? One of the horses? One of those prissy horses?
I was just thinking, you know, I'm kind of into hippos.
Hippos?
Oh, I kind of like hippos.
You know, somebody the other day called hippos the elephant of the sea.
Who said that?
I'm telling you.
They don't live in the sea, do they?
Well, they meant, you know, the rivers, but they said the elephant of the sea.
That's the dumbest thing. I'd say the whale of the land.
The whale of the land. Would you say that the whale is the elephant of the sea?
Yes. I would say the whale is the elephant of the ocean or sea, whatever.
Well, that's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a whale? I've never seen a whale.
No, I've never seen a whale. I assume they look just like us.
Oh, really?
And if that's true, then I'm attracted to whales and to hippos.
Maybe I should find a job as like a dock master or something.
You know what?
Yeah.
You want to be ship people? You want to go and be on Deadliest Catch?
Oh, is that show with the fishermen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not fishermen, they're crabmen.
Crabmen, that's they get the crabs.
They will go get crabs? I think we can lift those buckets out of the water.
Oh, yeah. They always have such a hard time lifting the buckets.
Yeah.
You and I could lift those buckets nice and easy.
Yeah, we fall off the side, we'll be fine, because we got trunks. We can grab back on.
It's a piece of cake. I can swim in anywhere.
I can swim anywhere.
Yeah, no, I like that. We're going to be crab fishermen.
This leads us to the last segment
of
the show, the saddest segment.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant obituaries.
21 trunk salute. Today we mourn the loss of our friend Pumpkin.
Oh, Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. It was a good elephant.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in the Middle East, and he was an elephant rider. Children would ride Pumpkin.
Oh, and that's slave labor right
he
there.
He has slave labor, yes, but he has personally touched the lives of thousands and thousands of children. And I've heard that they're burying him in the large poncho that he wore every single day. Yeah. He survived. That's okay. Let it out, buddy.
You know that humans and elephants are sympathy animals that cry?
Mm-hmm. I do. He survived by his wife, Scarlett.
Scarlett Johansson?
He wishes. I'm sorry, Pumpkin. That's not appropriate.
He's dead. You're making fun of him.
And, His children, Kalel and Kodnamatasa.
You make up those last ones?
No, they were Middle... You know, he wasn't born in the Middle East, but the children were, so they were given Middle Eastern names.
So, let's pour one out for old Pumps.
Yeah, Pumps. Pumps!
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been No Mice Allowed, an Elephant Podcast.
Can I say that we don't actually hate mice? It's very surprising.
I don't like
it.
I don't like them.
They're just, well, I'm just saying, we're not scared of mice. People think we're scared of mice.
I just get surprised by it.
They're very, you know, you're walking, all of a sudden the floor starts moving.
And you're like, how's the floor moving?
And then, you know, it crawls up you.
There's a mouse.
And you can't get it. And so no mice allowed.
You know what? And that's why I don't like the movie Ratatouille.
Oh, no.
I don't like that movie with Fievel and when he goes west.
What's that movie called?
It's Fern Gully.
Fern Gully.
Synchron of Nymph.
You know what movie?
One of those.
You know what movie I like a lot?
What?
Is Dunstan Checks In. You ever see that?
I've seen
that. That crazy that's exactly how monkeys act if you put them in a hotel.
Oh, so good. You know what? That's my second favorite movie.
Oh, yeah? You know what my second favorite movie is?
What?
Mystic River.
I thought you were going to say Marmaduke.
No. Mystic River, Sean Penn's performance is just incredible.
I've never seen it. What's it about? Is it about a river with hippos in it? Because I'd watch the shit out of those hippos.
Yes, let's say that's what it's about.
That's been no mice allowed podcast. Ladies and gentlemen,
if you're looking I'm to packing. Hire us,
yeah,
please send your information to us.
Yeah, we'll do basically anything.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Packy.
And I'm Jumbo, but you should call me Richard Cornelius.
Until next time, keep your trunks high.
And your balls low. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's it.
No, and your tusks low.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you like this episode and want more, please subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can listen to every episode on our website, trythispodcast.com. If you want to contact us, you can email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Also, please rate and leave us a review on iTunes. That would really help us out. That's this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode that feels like it was plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.